Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this time with you. This is really an incredibly important time, and as I've been sharing over the past few weeks, we've been going through some very powerful transitions from the summer solstice on June 21st, and we have all of the energies of a lunar eclipse on July 7th, and then July 26th we had a solar eclipse, and now on August 6th we're going to have another lunar eclipse. And there have been major shifts that have been taking place during this time. As these energies pour into the planet, we have the ability to utilize them to fulfill a higher aspect of what we're trying to create in this physical plane. On July 28th, we experienced what we called, or what was called actually by the founders and co-creators of that, the fire the grid. And during that time, there were actually millions of people all over this planet empowering their thought forms for the new earth and what they'd like to see manifest. So these very powerful changes that have taken place have brought in a lot of new energy. And today we're going to use some of that new energy to work on our abundance and clearing this negativity that's surfacing with the economy, working toward our highest divine potential. One of the greatest needs of the hour is for humanity to move into our highest potential and to reclaim our divine birthright, which is God's infinite abundance. This is a critical part of each of our divine missions, because in order for us to manifest the powers of perfection and the new earth, we need to have the financial wherewithal to bring these patterns into manifestation. So as we focus today, and as you listen to this online radio broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're going to co-create and expand our chalice of light. And this chalice will serve as the open door through which the light of God is going to flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth with the patterns of perfection for the new earth. We're going to work with clearing the old, obsolete consciousness of poverty, lack, limitation, and all of the things that have caused so much pain and suffering on this physical plane. Remember that we're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're listening to this broadcast live or through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our chalice. And your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you're going to bless humanity and all life on this planet, and we're going to work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. It's important to remember that you're one with all life, and in case you've forgotten, you're not this fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality known as the human ego. Instead, what you really are is a beloved child of God, and all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. I'll be sharing this information that's been given to us from on high, but I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone's told you it's true. So listen to this information today and participate according to your inner guidance. And take this into your heart and ask your I Am presence how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life and reaching your highest potential. So now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Today we're going to explore the opportunity to manifest abundance into our lives. and the divine intent of this information is to help each of us shift our awareness to a higher level of opportunity. So open your heart and mind and be here now. As you listen to these words, know that what we are discussing today is the sacred truth that God's infinite abundance is the divine birthright of each and every child of God. What is happening now is vitally important on this planet. And this has been brought into the physical plane because of some major shifts that have taken place. A vitally important phase of this activity of light took place back in November of 2003. And at that time, the Earth, in synchronicity with the entire universe, experienced an extremely rare event, a quantum shift in energy, vibration, and consciousness. This event at the time was coined harmonic concordance by lightworkers around the world, and it involved every facet of life in the whole of creation. I'd like to share a little information about that event because it has cleared the way for these monumental changes that are taking place now. Once every several billion years, celestial and galactic cycles within cycles within cycles dovetail into one rhythmic pulsation. And for an awesome moment, this unique pulsation brings all life into cadence with the heartbeat of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. During that cosmic moment, our Father, Mother, God inbreathed all life throughout the whole of creation, up the spiral of evolution into a higher octave of our divine potential. This was our initial impulse into the frequencies of the fifth dimension. This cosmic in-breath was a natural part of our evolutionary process. It is known throughout time as the shift of the ages. There are several grand cycles involved in this rare event, which took place in 2003, and it concluded our transition from the 2000-year Piscean Age into the initial impulse of the 2000-year Age of Aquarius. It also included the ending of the 26,000-year orbital cycle known as the precession of the equinox. A few of the other cycles that were involved were the 438,000-year cycle known as Kali Yuga, and the 1.8-million-year cycle known as Satya Yuga. Another one of the cycles brought into this rhythmic heartbeat was the 4.4-million-year cycle known as the Maya Yuga, and also the 4.4-billion-year cycle known as Kalpa, or the Day of Brahma. This shift of the ages actually escorted the Earth and the universe into the initial impulse of the new Day of Brahm, which is the 4.4-billion-year cycle involved with the shift of the ages. This is the time that was foretold by prophets and seers of old, when the human soul evolution will make a quantum shift out of the darkness into the light of divine consciousness. It was the beginning of the cycle in which this planet and all her life will ascend into frequencies of limitless physical perfection. And Mother Earth will reclaim her divine heritage as freedom's holy star. This was the initial impulse of the permanent golden age on planet Earth, the birth of what we have called the new Earth. So beginning with the full moon lunar eclipse on November 8th and 9th in 2003, and continuing for a two-week period through the new moon solar eclipse, which took place on November 23rd and 24th of 2003. The planet was flooded with unprecedented frequencies of divine consciousness from the very heart of the cosmic I Am, all that is. During that act of unprecedented divine intervention, the obsolete archetypes of humanity's thought forms of lack and limitation and the antiquated patterns of poverty consciousness were shattered, and a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential was created. This paved the way for humanity's return to the infinite abundance of God, allowing us a new level of opportunity to reclaim our divine birthright of God's infinite abundance. We each now have the ability to create lives of prosperity and abundance that God originally intended for us to experience. Now, what happens with these kinds of shifts when this light of God's infinite abundance begins flowing into the planet as it did in that time? All that conflicts with that is pushed to the surface. So for the past several years, we have been experiencing this shift going on in the economic systems of the world. Anything that was not based in integrity, honesty, the highest good for all concerned, is being pushed to the surface. So we're seeing now in the banking system, in the housing system, and in the economic system, and corporations all over the world, corruption, thought forms of greed, the abuse of power, selfishness, and all of the different things based in that old, obsolete archetype is coming up at a greatly accelerated pace. So what I would like to do today is to begin our time together with a meditation, knowing that all of these magnificent energies have been brought into a new level of consciousness with these recent shifts. In August of 2008, the archetypes for the fifth dimensional frequency of the patterns of perfection for the new earth, for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, were anchored in the physical plane. Now, because of all of these shifts that have taken place, we have the ability to bring these patterns into tangible reality in our lives. This is creating a very important and powerful opportunity, bringing us up to the time when this great influx of light will occur that we've talked about for several weeks now, that will take place in August during the 22nd anniversary of harmonic convergence from August 15th to the 20th. So I'd like to begin our time together today with this meditation for each of us to once again open to the frequencies of God's infinite abundance. So please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Breathe in deeply and gently close your eyes. Feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. I'll lead you through this meditation in the first person so that we will all experience this activity of light individually and personally. But know that because we are one with all life, we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And through the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on this planet, we are invoking them to allow this light to flow through each soul in perfect alignment with their highest good and the fulfillment of their divine plan. Breathe in deeply. And as you exhale, feel yourself becoming completely relaxed and follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. The golden rays of the 10th solar aspect of deity which pulsate with the divine qualities of eternal peace and abundance from the causal body of God, are now flowing through the cup of my consciousness into the heart of every evolving soul on this planet. This golden light is pulsating with the frequencies of the fifth dimension beyond anything humanity has ever experienced. Contained within the essence of this sacred flame of eternal peace is God's infinite abundance. And contained within the essence of God's infinite abundance is the flame of eternal peace. These are inseparable aspects of God's perfection. I breathe in deeply and I become one with this golden light from the very heart of God. On the holy breath, I feel myself going within as I enter the secret place of the Most High Living God within my heart. Within this force field of divine light, I am open and receptive to the impulses pouring forth from the heart and mind of God. And through all levels of consciousness, I now understand that the hour has at last arrived, and the divine fiat has been issued by my Father, Mother, God, for the divinity pulsating within my heart flame to be given full liberty and freedom of expression. My I Am Presence rejoices in this divine edict and will now give me every possible assistance in manifesting the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God on earth. I am now becoming a keeper of the golden flame of eternal peace and abundance in accordance with my divine destiny. My earthly bodies are being brought into perfect balance, and the latent powers encoded within my heart flame are being released. The abilities I have developed over eons of time that will assist me in co-creating heaven on earth are being brought into a balanced state of true mastery within me. And all is well. I am now reaching into a new octave of my Godhood, and my Father, Mother, God are able to easily move through me. My eyes become blazing rays of light through which the light of God is blessing all life. My hands become mighty conductors of God's healing power. My lips become the instruments through which God's words are formed and directed into the physical plane of earth. My feet walk the path of light. My life force now becomes the vehicle through which God enters the world to love and serve all life. I have the unlimited ability to expand God's perfection in my world and the worlds of all humanity. I am a mighty balancing activity of light, pulsating through all life on this sweet earth. I am a golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by Holy Grace. I am a golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by Holy Grace. I am a golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by Holy Grace. and so it is. I breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body, gently moving my fingers and my toes. As I exhale, my eyes open and I begin breathing normally as I open my consciousness to receive this sacred information from the realms of truth. Today we're going to explore the information that's being given to us from the beings of light in the realms of truth about reclaiming our divine birthright, which is God's infinite abundance. These are days of great acceleration, and due to the influx of divine consciousness that's been taking place this summer, the vibratory action of every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life is now being stepped up the maximum that cosmic law will allow in every 24-hour period. That means that the golden flame of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance is blazing through our hearts, and it is assisting all of us to maintain balance through this process. This will allow us to experience the bliss and joy of this glorious activity of light, which is accelerating Earth's ascension into greater frequencies of the fifth dimensional realms of perfection. The God supply of all good things was a very important part of our original divine plan. It was a facet of our covenant with God prior to this earthly experience, and it was a natural state of being that we lost the ability to sustain after our fall from grace. Abundance is our divine birthright, and we now have the ability to reclaim it forever. We are remembering, we are understanding, and we, through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, are reclaiming this divine birthright. So that you fully understand the magnitude of this opportunity that's being given to us now, I'd like to share a little background with you. In the beginning, we were created by our Father, Mother, God, so that there would be new expressions of divine life for our Father, Mother, God to love and adore, much like we have our own children. When we were first breathed forth from the core of creation as individualized sons and daughters of God, we were invested with the creative faculties of thought and feeling, and we were given the gift of free will. The divine intent of these gifts was to empower the sons and daughters of God to be co-creators with our God parents. The plan was that we would observe the patterns of perfection, all of the good in the causal body of God, and then through the use of our unique individual faculties, we would create new, previously unknown expressions of divinity by combining these patterns in different ways. This would allow the body of God to be ever expanding, and the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God to increase exponentially. The causal body of God is the storehouse of good that holds the primal elements of all creation. It is a breathtaking force field of light from which the sublime essence of our very existence is formed into dynamic, tangible expressions of life. Within this celestial body of God, unspeakable truths stand forth revealed. In this sacred realm of everlasting power, thoughts materialize and are brought into form. Through this sacred primal substance of all existing things, humanity can fulfill the full measure of our holy heritage as children of God. Within the causal body of God, our thoughts are the seeds that utilize the unformed primal light substance of creation to form our hopes and our dreams. In this divine body, no negativity exists. no discord, no imbalance of any kind. There is only God perfection, ethereal and exquisite. When it is time for us to master the skills of co-creation, a plan was set into motion whereby the children of God would learn the process quickly and effectively. Our Father, Mother, God decided that if their children could learn to use our creative faculties within the constraints of a time and space continuum, we would experience the results of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings much faster. This would enable us to see our creation sooner and to develop our co-creative skills at an accelerated pace. Since there is no such thing as time and space in the higher dimensions of light, the sons and daughters of God volunteered to enter our school of learning in the step-down frequencies of the third dimension. In order to help us focus our attention on co-creating new patterns of divinity from the wealth of perfection in the causal body of God, our godparents agreed to provide everything we needed to sustain our earthly bodies so that we would not be distracted by trying to keep our bodies functioning. Our Father, Mother, God saw to it that the elemental kingdom and the builders of form provided all of the air, water, food, sunlight, and material for clothing and shelter that we would need to survive. In addition to that, they agreed to give us the infinite abundance of everything we would need in our learning process. This sacred covenant gave the children of God the divine birthright to receive a constant flow of God's abundance, our gift of life, and everything we would need to sustain our physical bodies while sojourning through our earthly experiences, learning to be co-creators with our godparents. This was the concept of the allegory that we've heard about in the Garden of Eden, when everything that Adam and Eve needed to exist was provided. In harmony with the universal laws that govern all creation, there must always be a balance for the gift of life. So in love and appreciation for the limitless abundance of God that was given to us, the sons and daughters of God, you and I and every other evolving child of God, promise to use our divine life force, our free will, and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to co-create new expressions of divinity in the world of form, thus manifesting the perfection of heaven on earth. In other words, that in order to repay God, to give back something in appreciation for our gift of life, we would use our gift of life to add to the light of the world. When it was time for us to embody on earth, our godparents gave us one commandment in order to secure this covenant that we had made with God and that God had made with us. That covenant was, do not partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God knew that if we had no consciousness of the patterns of imperfection our fallen sisters and brothers had created long ago in other systems of worlds, we would not recreate those painful experiences on earth. Those patterns consisted of poverty, disease, war, hate, pain, and suffering of every kind. But unfortunately, there was a point in time when the children of earth became curious about this commandment, and we made the conscious choice to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That fateful event initiated what we have referred to as the fall of humanity, our fall from grace, which catapulted the earth and all her life into the quagmire of maladies that humanity has been experiencing to this very day. When we fell from grace through the free will choice of our thoughts and feelings, we became so buried in negativity that we lost the awareness of who we are and why we are here. We forgot that we are multifaceted, multidimensional children of God on earth at this time to learn to become co-creators with our God parents. We forgot about the covenant and our divine birthright of God's infinite flow of abundance. Consequently, we developed poverty consciousness, and we started acting out of this fragmented, discordant, lower consciousness that we now refer to as our human ego. We began to accept and experience lack and limitation of every kind as we manifested these maladies through our beliefs, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. As we projected our negative thought forms onto unformed primal light substance, the elemental kingdom was forced to outpicture these distorted patterns. Eventually, we began to experience decay, aging, and inclement weather conditions, which perpetuated our fear-based illusions, causing scarcity, lack, and limitation all over the planet. As time passed, we ended up creating a monetary system to help us acquire the things that we needed to survive, the things we needed to sustain our physical bodies that God had originally given us for free. When we started paying for food, water, clothing, shelter, and other things that our Father, Mother, God had originally given to us to sustain our earthly bodies, we became entrapped in poverty consciousness. And the more we paid for the things that had been given to us for free, the more we blocked God's flow of abundance. Then the less money we had for anything else other than supplying the needs of our physical body. This meant that what happened is that we were actually rejecting our divine birthright, and we were working from morning till night to make money, to pay for the things that God had already given to us for free. This vicious circle created even greater problems. When we are expending all of our time, energy, and money to pay for the things God has already given to us for free, then we are not fulfilling our part of the bargain. It is like not giving anything at all back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. This imbalance creates a void that keeps us stuck and effectively blocks God's flow of abundance. It holds us in a constant state of lack and limitation, and it prevents us from attaining our financial freedom. It also makes it impossible for us to receive the natural flow of things that we need to fulfill our divine plans. When we are not fulfilling our purpose and reason for being, no matter what we are doing, we feel like failures. Often we can't put our finger on just why we have such low self-esteem or why we cannot seem to get ahead in life. But not living up to our divine potential is almost always at the core of these stifling feelings. Please let these words resonate in the deepest recesses of your heart right now, because we are in a moment of monumental quantum change. Everything is different now. We have successfully passed through the shift of the ages, and this summer we have lifted our heads above the mud puddle of human miscreations. Poverty no longer needs to be part of our reality on earth. Through the new fifth dimensional frequencies of divine consciousness now flooding the planet, we have the opportunity to imprint new patterns from the causal body of God, reflecting infinite abundance onto this fluid field of unmanifest divine potential. We can now reclaim our divine birthright and open up to the infinite abundance of God in ways that we have never dreamed possible. All we have to do is renew our contract with God and take the necessary steps to fulfill our end of the bargain. We need to start fulfilling our agreement to add to the light of the world in appreciation for our gift of life. A unique opportunity is being given to humanity at this time to reclaim our financial freedom. The humanly created conditions of poverty no longer need to be part of our reality on Earth. These things are surfacing all over the planet at this time to give us an opportunity to transmute it and to heal it. The humanly created conditions of poverty now can be transmuted into light, clearing the way for God's infinite abundance. We have been raised up into the light of divine consciousness, and we are reconnecting with our I Am presence in ways that we have not experienced since the fall eons ago. We are remembering who we are and why we are on Earth during this cosmic moment. We now have the ability to permanently change our course of direction. We have the opportunity to imprint new patterns from the causal body of God, reflecting infinite abundance onto the fluid field of unmanifest divine potential. All we have to do is renew our contract with God and fulfill our end of the bargain. We must now put forth a conscious effort to co-create God's patterns of perfection in the physical world of form, as we promised to do in the beginning. This is far easier than one may think, and the entire company of heaven is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to assist us. All we have to do is ask. It is imperative that we truly grasp this divine truth. If we want to experience the flow of God's infinite abundance, we have no other option. This is our part of the bargain, our covenant with God. Our Father, Mother, God have already fulfilled their part of the covenant. They have provided us with our gift of life and everything we need to sustain our physical bodies. We have used this precious gift of life throughout our earthly sojourn. It is not the fault of our God parents that we chose to use our gift of life in ways that created lack and limitation. That was our free will choice. Now it is our turn to fulfill our part of the covenant. Of course, we have the free will not to do it, but that will only perpetuate our lack and limitation and prevent us from receiving God's abundance. There is no mocking universal law. These laws are scientific and accurate to the letter. It is time for us to really understand this. We have accepted our gift of life. We have used the beautiful air that we breathe, the water we drink, the food, the shelter, the atmosphere of Earth, and our life force for our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Now we must balance that gift by giving something back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. In other words, we have danced to the music, and now it's time for us to pay the fiddler. What we need to really understand is that we can either do this willingly and cooperate with our original covenant with God and put forth the effort to deliberately co-create patterns of perfection through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings by deliberately adding to the light of the world and opening to the flow of God's abundance. Or we can struggle to give something back, which we do through pain, poverty, suffering, and the sweat of the brow. The choice is up to us, but this is a universal cosmic law, and one way or another, we have no other option than to give something back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. This is the in-breath and the out-breath, the ebb and flow. This is what is meant by reaping what we sow, or casting our bread upon the water to have it returned to us. This is what is meant by the laws of cause and effect, or the law of attraction. This is what is meant by the in-breath and out-breath of God. Radiation and magnetization, like attracts like, action and reaction. It is a universal law that we are all subject to. This has always been the case, but as we can see by observing people's lives all over the world, the majority of people have not made the conscious choice to give back their gift of life by adding to the light of the world. So what has happened is that they have defaulted, and they have inadvertently succumbed to giving something back through poverty and suffering. The difference now is that we have God victoriously passed through the shift of the ages and many transformative shifts of light that have taken place this summer in 2009. We have ascended into previously unknown frequencies of divine consciousness, into our initial impulse of our crystalline-based solar-like bodies and the fifth dimension. And the floodgates of heaven are now opening to assist humanity in new levels and new ways to reclaim our divine birthright and to allow us to reestablish our covenant with God. The patterns of perfection in the causal body of God contain viable solutions for every malady existing on earth. They also contain every conceivable wondrous thing that we could possibly envision if heaven were manifesting on earth right here and right now. They contain the patterns of divine love in all of its expressions of perfection. Divine family life, eternal peace, abundance, vibrant health, supreme harmony, illumined truth. They contain all of the patterns of divine government, a government governing the world through the I Am Presence, a government of the I Am Presence, by the I Am Presence, for the I Am Presence, perpetually working toward the highest good for all concerned in harmony, joy, and balance. They contain the frequencies of enlightenment, universal brotherhood and sisterhood, tolerance, integrity, success, happiness, and every other divine quality or attribute of God. In order for us to fulfill our covenant with God and to manifest those patterns of perfection in the physical plane, we simply need to energize them with our thoughts, our words, our actions and feelings until they reach a critical mass. Now, when something reaches a critical mass, there is an unstoppable shift that takes place. So let's say that critical mass is 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever it is we're talking about. So, for example, when we are striving to manifest a particular pattern from the causal body of God, the moment 51% of our energy, vibration, and consciousness is in alignment with that pattern, nothing can stop it from manifesting. This means that when we are striving to create prosperity in our lives, the moment our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings from all time frames and dimensions are vibrating with 51% prosperity consciousness, we will experience prosperity tangibly in our earthly experiences. The moment 51% of our energy is aligned with self-esteem and love, we will have success and positive relationships in our lives. The moment 51% of our energy is aligned with peace, happiness, harmony, and balance, we will manifest those divine qualities tangibly in our earthly experiences. The key to our success is that we must keep on keeping on, even in the face of all adversity. It is vitally important for us to understand that the light of God is infinitely more powerful than any fragmented human miscreation. Our divine potential is vastly more powerful than any of the maladies appearing on the screen of life. For instance, poverty has no power over the infinite abundance of God. Hatred has no power over God's unfathomable love. When we observe these things occurring on earth, it may seem as if we're very far away from reaching a critical mass of vibration that would allow heaven on earth to become a manifest reality. But that is an illusion. So what I would like to do now is to have you join me as we join with lightworkers that are tuning in with us all over the world, and for us together to work with transmuting the poverty consciousness that is interfering with our ability to manifest prosperity. As we work together with the infinite love of God, we have the ability to transmute hundreds of thousands of lifetimes worth of poverty consciousness in the twinkling of an eye. So through our I Am presence, and with the collective I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on the planet, we are going to join together in consciousness to transmute the patterns of poverty back to the initial impulse of the fall. This will clear the way for people to quickly reach that critical mass of prosperity consciousness. All is in readiness to participate in this divine activity of light. Through the incredible influx of light that has been taking place over the past few months, we are now in a place ready and able for this shift. We are going to hold these energies and bring them into manifestation. They are going to be secured through our heart flames, build in momentum, and expand exponentially on August 6th through the full moon lunar eclipse that will take place on August 6th, which is Thursday of this week. Breathing in deeply, please join me now as you sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Rest your hands comfortably in your lap with your palms facing upward, realizing that you are an open conduit of light. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, let all of the tension of the day just drop away and feel yourself becoming completely relaxed. Breathe in deeply again and feel yourself connected through the heart flame, one with all life, knowing that you are now the open door that no one can shut. Once again, I will be stating this visualization in the first person so that we can experience it individually, but know that we are invoking this light on behalf of every man, woman, and child on the planet. Beloved presence of God blazing in my heart, I know and accept that through this invocation, you have now taken full command of my four earthly bodies, my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now raised in vibration, and they are being integrated into the solar light presence of my mighty I Am presence. My awareness is increasing, and I began to clearly perceive the still small voice within. My I Am presence is one with me and responds to my every call for assistance. I am experiencing the exquisite energy, vibration, and consciousness of this aspect of my true divine potential, and I am being flooded with God's pure light. My consciousness is opening to the influx of all from the heart of God. And from this new level of awareness, I know as never before, through all levels of divine consciousness, with my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I am, all that is. I am in you, and you are in me. I am Earth's victory. I am a being of radiant light. I am one with this energy, vibration, and consciousness. I am one with the all-encompassing presence of God. I am one with the divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life. I am one with the divine plan for planet Earth. I am one with the infinite flow of God's abundance. I am lifted into the very heart of God, and I know that I have the absolute ability to transmute all that is not of the light. I experience my true integrity and my true honesty. The power of God is sustaining the changes within me now as I transmute all of the imperfection from the past. Through every level of consciousness, I release and let go and transmute through the power of God's violet transmuting flame every frequency of vibration, every single electron of precious life energy that I have ever released in any existence or dimension that is expressing a pattern that is less than God's infinite flow of abundance, prosperity, opulence, and the God supply of all good things. I am my financial freedom. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of divine light and protection, and I am able to experience the full momentum of the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame. I continue breathing in, and I reach deeper into this sacred fire. The violet light of forgiveness blazes in through and around every electron of energy that I have ever released in any time frame or dimension, both known or unknown, that is vibrating at a frequency less than God's infinite abundance. And I affirm through all levels and all dimensions, I am a force of the violet light of forgiveness, transmuting all levels of poverty consciousness into the infinite perfection of God's abundance. I now realize that I am able to transmute through the power of this sacred fire the mass consciousness of poverty as well. All records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money is flowing into this violet flame of forgiveness. Under the direction of my I Am presence in the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released by any part of life in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is surfacing now to be transmuted by the violet light of God's infinite forgiveness and transmutation. The transformation is taking place as each electron enters the violet light and is instantly transmuted. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into frequencies of prosperity and God's infinite abundance. I am a force of the violet light of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet light of God's forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet light of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally, financially free. It is done, and so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. I now ask through the presence of God I Am, pulsating within my heart, that this sacred activity of light be maintained, eternally self-sustained, increased with every breath I take, daily and hourly increasing, until all life on this planet is wholly ascended and free. And so it is. Feeling this energy securely anchored through my heart flame, I now breathe in deeply and return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my physical body, inhaling and exhaling, as I gently open my eyes. And for a few minutes, I allow this energy to be assimilated in my four earthly bodies. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for joining with me today. This is a very powerful time. Stay focused on the full potential of God's infinite abundance. Work with the violet flame, transmuting anything less than this exalted level of consciousness. And use your gift of life every day, every moment, to add to the light of the world, reclaiming your covenant with God. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.